Florida's biggest drive home stream. You're listening to The Rush with Ryan and Jay on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Triple Threat. 5:45 this afternoon, roundtable. Biggest stories of the day debated heatedly as always. Robert Benzi, Queen's Park Bureau Chief for the Toronto Star, joins us. Bill Carroll, host of The Morning Rush at CFRA in Ottawa, and political reporter for the Globe and Mail's Ottawa Bureau, Marika Walsh, will be here. That coming up at 5:45 this afternoon.
Star-studded casts today on the roundtable. We expect no less than a heated debate, as Jay mentioned. Jurors have found R. Kelly guilty of racketeering and 8 counts of sex trafficking after a trial in which prosecutors accused the R&B singer of exploiting his stardom over a quarter century to lure women and underage girls into his universe, into his orbit for sex. We bring in Lisa G., NBC News radio reporter and anchor, to talk a little bit about this. Lisa, great to have you again.
Thanks, guys. Nice to speak with you again. I wasn't surprised, but I used to work in the urban market for a decade. I helped launch Hot 97, the first one of the first full-time hip-hop radio stations in America, and then I worked on Power 105 in New York City. And so this has been a story that has been around forever. And personally, I'm glad to see this verdict that came in, because there have been rumors about him and videotapes about him for years, guys, for decades. And so I'm glad that it took the jury maybe a total of 9 hours to come up with this verdict. And I'm sure I'm not alone, being a woman in this business. And I think that women who felt they were abused and said they were can sleep better tonight.
Yeah, you know, Lisa G., I'm glad you brought up, you know, Hot 97 and Power 105 in the city of New York, and, you know, all of really urban hip-hop. You could talk about R. Kelly essentially became a cartoon character through Dave Chappelle, and that was over a decade ago. This took, you know, far too long to get to this point, so maybe some solace in the fact that, yeah, we finally got here.
Yeah, you know, I was looking back at my pictures from Hot 97, and we had an event called Hot Night Jamaica, where we flew down listeners. It was back in 1996, and Aaliyah was one of our guests, and I have a picture of her. And so I did the math, and she was 15 years old when I met her for the first time, and she performed for us, and she was a delight and happy, and it was a great evening and a great event. And so one of the witnesses said that she met R. Kelly when she was 12 years old, and another witness said that she walked in on R. Kelly performing a sex act with Aaliyah when she was 13 or 14, and then allegedly bribed an official in Illinois so he could marry Aaliyah, so he thought she might be pregnant, and that way she couldn't charge him for on a statutory rape charge if they were married.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is a long time coming. There was also a video of R. Kelly doing horrible things that was circulating when I worked at Power 105, and so I think that was like 2002, 2003. I know people that saw the video, and someone said to me, "Do you want to see the video?" I said, "No, are you kidding?" So people knew this was going on, and then we had our audience vote if they wanted him to be one of the performers on one of our, you know, I think it was called Power Night or something like that.
Yeah.
And the audience voted him through.
Lisa,
there's
no question R. Kelly's a scumbag. And the idea that we're talking now decades and decades of people knowing, and it took till 2021 to get some sort of verdict in, you know, when we talk about guilt, a guilty verdict against him. I mean, this guy was responsible for running young women across state lines. We're talking basically what amounts to a sex cult that he was in control over. Everybody wants to know, like, how did it take this long?
Right. I mean, it's always easier to look through the lens of today's lens and say that. But, you know, things were different then. Things were different then. And so, you know, we didn't have the Me Too movement. Things aren't where they are now. And, you know, many black girls and women were too often forgotten in situations like this. And so I'm hopeful that this will change things. A woman who was in Surviving R. Kelly, those were her comments today. And so she's not alone. It was this very tight network. His songs were being played. He was making money. He was going on the concert tour. And so one thing fed into another. And then finally, it stopped. So we broke the cycle. It just took time, you know, similar to Harvey Weinstein. That was the worst kept secret in New York City and, you know, in entertainment. Everyone knew he was a dog, but they didn't know the extent of it. And I think that may have been the same here. They didn't really know, like, how deep that was.
Also, you know, you had so many instances that we've since learned about where parents were allowing him to have access to their children because they either wanted to be close to fame, they thought it was the way to get their songs published, they thought their kid might be able to get a record deal. And then you've got the layers and layers and layers of people around R. Kelly that facilitated this lifestyle for decades.
Right, and some of those names, they might be prosecuted now as accessories to the crime. Yeah, that's the latest that I heard.
Okay.
So, look, he may be behind bars for decades. He's going to be sentenced in early May. Look, he is a monster who happens to be a genius. Right? I mean, I Believe I Can Fly, that was one of the top anthems of the 90s. It was at every prom.
It was almost a hymnal.
It
was almost a hymnal, like you would hear it in church. Like that became a Sunday morning staple. Yeah.
Right? And so he's just so twisted. Do you see that interview that he did with Gayle King?
We were just playing it earlier in the show. Yeah, that was you know, particularly unhinged.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you think it was a performance when you first saw that? Did you think that that's what that was?
Oh, my God. He was trying to deflect everything. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, he's a sociopath, and he's going to spend, how old is he now? 50?
54, yeah.
54 decades, 70 till at least 77, probably. Wow. So it's a big day. It's a big day. I think the world of urban music is probably feeling it more so, that hopefully we can close this chapter.
Let me ask you, you've worked in music radio, you know, your resume is impeccable. It's amazing. If you were running a radio station, if you were running a radio station today, would you play any of his songs? Because I know the argument's always made with Michael Jackson, and I can't square how radio stations play Michael Jackson still. But in this case, we've got a guilty verdict here today. Would you, if you're, you know, the powers that be say, hey, Lisa, let's get R. Kelly back in the rotation. What do you say?
I say no. I think some radio stations pulled his music a long time ago. When's the last time you heard that song on the radio? I haven't. Have you?
No.
I haven't even. Yeah. No.
I also haven't gone looking for it, right?
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I haven't put Space Jam in a long time.
I mean, he was tried here in Brooklyn. I never thought in a million years it would be in my backyard. You know, I always thought it would be Chicago.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad that I was close enough to it to really feel the heartbeat of what was going on. And it's such big news here. And it sounds like they're going to throw away the key. That's what it sounds like.
Lisa, we thank you for your time. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Same here, guys. Stay well, stay healthy.
You too. Lisa G., NBC News radio reporter and anchor, talking about all things R. Kelly this afternoon as that verdict came down.